Europe. Education in Germany. Schooling around. Germany's scores are heading down as its schools fail to adapt.
From May 1st, the proud holders of doctorates will no longer be allowed to put the title doctor in front of their name in German passports. For a country obsessed with qualifications, prof doctors are fairly common and even doctor doctors not so rare, this decline in standing may be hard, but it is not as hard as the decline in German educational standards. The most recent results from three very different testing regimes, comparing pupils of varied ages, point in a single direction, downwards. The best known, the Programme for International Student Assessment, or PISA, tests performance in maths, reading and science among 15-year-olds across some 80 countries every 3 years. Its most recent scores confirm steep plunges in all three subjects in the past decade in Germany. A separate study that measures reading competence among fourth graders across 65 countries, known by the acronym IGLU, found that 25.4% of the German cohort lacked adequate skills in 2021, up from 18.9% 5 years earlier, and 17% in 2001. Meanwhile, the latest survey of German language competence among ninth graders by IQB, an educational research institute that compares outcomes between German states, found that the proportions nationwide that failed to reach minimum standards in reading, listening and spelling had risen respectively by 9, 16 and 9 percentage points since 2015. The failure is not catastrophic. Germany's leading universities are still among the world's best, as are its opportunities for vocational training. Even in decline, its schools perform in the middle rank of European standards, but that still means that they do worse than Austria, Poland, the Czechs and the Swiss, Germany's neighbours. Nor is the alarm new. When their schools first underwent comparative tests back in 2000, the results so surprised Germans that the ensuing PISA shock prompted a wave of reform. What is new is that Germany is achieving mediocre and diminishing results despite having tried varied reform since the shock and despite spending a similar proportion of its GDP on schooling as better performing neighbours do. Nor can the poor showing be ascribed simply to either the COVID-19 pandemic or to immigration, though the system's failure to respond well to the influx of 1 million refugees in 2015-2016 is certainly part of it. The causes lie deeper. Germany is failing to adjust to the learning needs of the 21st century, as in Asia and the Nordic countries, says Andreas Schleyer, Director for Education at the OECD, which runs the PISA tests in Paris. The system's rigidities start with unhelpful cultural attitudes. In the country that invented the kindergarten, many parents shun preschool education in the belief that it encourages excessive competition. German children start school at 6, but early schooling is often lax and playful because children should not be overstressed. Fourth graders, for instance, spend almost 30% less time reading in class than the OECD average. Teachers, traditionally unquestioned masters of their classrooms in Germany, often resist evidence-based new methods or standardised tests that might stigmatise poor performers. Many see education not in terms of building core competences, but as a mission to create cultured citizens. In most German states, primary school lasts just 4 years. Pupils are then divided between those destined for academic studies or for technical, vocational careers. All these traits mean that children from less educated, poorer or non-German-speaking families are far less likely to be chosen for the academic secondary schooling that leads to better-paying careers. Of children with at least one parent holding a higher degree, 79% will go on to university. Of those with only professional qualifications, just 27%. Of those who speak a foreign language at home, 23%. And of those whose parents hold no professional qualification, a mere 12%. Such things are slow indeed to change. On the day Nila McElveny's son was born 19 years ago in the Berlin district of Kreuzberg, another mother in the same building also gave birth. Miss McElveny, now Professor Dr. McElveny, was dismayed at the time to think that while her own child would almost certainly end school holding an Abitur, the certificate for university entrance, her neighbours would not, simply because of their contrasting backgrounds. The problem is compounded, says Mr. Schleyer, by the fact that nearly everyone in a position of power is a product of the academic track. They simply cannot see the shortcomings of a system that they themselves benefited from. Even so, would-be educational reformers have repeatedly tried to shake up a system unique to a clutch of German-speaking countries. One result is that across Germany, high school students relegated to the non-academic track can now more easily cross over or simply study to take the Abitur. Since education falls under state rather than federal control, German states have also tinkered by introducing longer school days, by extending primary school, as in Berlin, or by altering the length of high school, as in the southern state of Baden-Württemberg. But as Ms. McElveny, an education expert and vice president of research at TU Dortmund University, notes, too many such efforts have stalled or gone into reverse. The obstacles are numerous. Education is a heated subject, involving stakeholders from anxious parents to powerful teachers' unions. Election cycles are short. Politicians have a lot to lose from meddling in schooling, notes Ms. McElveny, and little to win from projects that are often expensive and long-term. The city-state of Hamburg has experimented successfully, but other states suffer from systemic inertia. This often extends down to district level and to individual schools. A survey in 2017, for instance, discovered that whereas schools in the Netherlands exercise direct control over 92% of decision-making, including the hiring of teachers, Germany's level of independence trailed at a meagre 17%. When I had to replace some simple parts that a kid broke in a science lab, I found that our school doesn't even have a bank account, says a teacher at a Berlin high school. Every spending decision has to go through the district council. Asked how she would ideally tackle school reform, Ms. McElveny unhesitatingly ticks off a dozen measures she would take. Luckily for Germany, none of them sounds very hard. Following Hamburg's example of language preschooling, emphasising core competences such as reading, loosening budget strings to let underperforming schools fix their own problems. Unluckily for Germany, the political will to do much of this is absent.